Beginning current daf mesech nesiyuma daf lamen aleph. Beginning amen aleph. Beginning tes the mazal to begin with the gemara. Chaitzes are in the chaitzes. So are we concerned for chaitzes here in this tefillah or not? So Pesach Rashi explains that the Rabbi Yehuda, the specific according to Rabbi Yehuda, who he holds that this whole tefillah of every morning when you come into the Azara is because of a rabbinic to remind you of old tumah. That's what coming by. That's what the gemara is asking. Oh, are we going to be lenient if chaitzes are a problem or not? Says Taisus, the question is difficult. Dimkain, if that's the case, I've laid the memory behead, you should have said explicitly to Behuda, asking a question according to Behuda. El Nerev says, it seems, Bain Leben Zayma, Bain Leben Behuda. No, according to all opinions, the question is being asked. In the Palavi, we're talking about the Tvila when he comes in, not to do the Abayda. Elikonis Birakonis, just coming in just for no purpose into the Azar. Ah, because the Behomayd Ben Zayma, because Taisa says that this Ben Zayma agrees, Lahavi El Rabban, in that case, it's only going to be rabbinic, Shema Yavid, because he might do that Avodah, because like we already explained previously in the Taisis, that it's only Dairais, according to Ben Zemi, doing that Avodah, but if not, it's only rabbinic. And therefore the question would be even according to him. Ah, then the question of Avodah by Lehocha, but why are we asking this specific question will be here, if there's going to be halachas of chatzitz in this tefillah, fame of all tefillahs are abundant, why is it any more than to ask the question by all rabbinic tefillahs? Could Yud Chazdava, there's 18 different things, things like that, that we require rabbinically tefillahs, why is it asked specifically over here? So much you can say is Mishum Dahod Tvila Ma'alya Dahod Tvila Ma'al Yisari. Because really this immersion is really just an elevated status. She Hari Tar Gamo, this person is totally tar. They got Tzad Chashash Tumah, there's no real concern of Tumah. El Ma'al Ba'al Mubchom Yisari, it's just an elevated status and an added stringency. That's the way asking me if it's not going to be a Chatzitza. But of course, regular Tzvila Drabonan, of course we would know that it would be a Chatzitza. He immersed himself and he stands in the Nikoner gate. Then he explains that the whole question here that we're bringing this in was in according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, if we're leaning this chatzitza, and so too regarding if Bibi Mikzis is considered a problem without tefillah or not. Now, meaning not like Taisus that said that the doubt is even according to Ben Zaimo. So according to Rashi, Micah Pashin Mahacha. So what's the Gemara being approved from this halacha of the Mitzayra that he tables before he puts his fingers in? And you want to prove from there, obviously, because why he needs a tefillah is because even Biba makes a Shema Biya. Ha, he loved Rabbi Yehuda. That halacha is not Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda is quoted as a Gemara previously that he disagrees and he says you don't need tefillah by the Mitzayra. So what are you being arrived from this halacha? So he says, what you could say is to answer for Rashi, then Alpha became Pasha Chapa. But no, it's still resolving the question. Because in Rabbanon, the Amri David Milam, from the Rabbanon, that they say that we do on Milam Amitzara. And even though he tabled yesterday, he has to table today rabbinically, and that you have to do a Tfilon, a Philip Shvil Bias Mixus, even for a partial entry way of just sticking his fingers. So that from there you could prove, Achanam Lebihud, the Betfil is called on David Rabbanon. They're both still rabbinic. You're right, he doesn't require by Mitzray, but Mitzray is only rabbinic, so you can prove to a regular person requires rabbinic. That's how little fill be mixes that you would have to have a tefillah even for a partial entryway. So although you're right, this primary halacha is not like a Yehuda, but the concept would still fit even according to his opinion too. Tinik says the to begin with the Gemara, a dumma, maybe Aslam Shuche. Now maybe we're concerned that he might come to be withdrawn into the Azar. Says Taisus, I mean like we're saying this question regarding when a sakana rucha, not to have to do the tefillah. Says this Adam Reish Perik Hakol Shechin. This the Gemara says in Chulin of Beis Amid Beis Reish Perik Al Pesulim Zvachem Devil Amid Beis Amid Aleph. The Tmeim Be Mukdashim Mekitchil Lo Yishchetu. A Tamei person regarding Kadshim should initially not go ahead and shecht, even if he doesn't want to come to the Azara Misakin Arucha by doing a long knife. And the Gemara says reason Shem Yigub Basu because he might touch the meat. Tais Bavit for the coming time at the Moslem Shuch. It doesn't say because he might come to be pulled in, drawn in to come into the Azara. Although the Gemara does have that doubt regarding whether he can come to the Azar or not, so what are you going to say? Hanimi levitar, that that's only specifically by someone that's tar. Abetami dikakaris. What do you mean to the contrary? Someone that's tami that with this karis, ikal mechas tvei. For sure, we should be more concerned. So then, why doesn't the Gemara mention that concern of not using a sakana rucha? Forget about touching the basa because it's shemayim shachu. This is so much you could say is adrabi. No, to the contrary, he understands. This is actually the point. Hasim, given the Tamehu, since there he's Tamei Zara Tvei, he's going to be very careful. Of course, not going to come down Zara, because there's a punishment of Karas coming in. Avatari, Kalamechas Tvei, the Muslim Shukh, but a Tara person, he might be concerned that he might end up being Tara, and he might come in. And therefore, the question of Aslam Shukh was only concerned over here by Tara and not by someone that's Tamei. Ketinek says, Mas, to begin with the Gemara, Bakul, Makodish, Begag, Besaparva, and all the other Tvilas were in the holy area on the roof of the Besaparva. Since Tay's Tamil, it's a wonder to me. But Vakag and Malis, Lenin's Kacha, how could you say that it was in the holy area on the Gag Bezabarva, but roofs and upper stories in the in the Makom Shechina was not sanctified, as the Gemara says elsewhere. In the Sefer Pesachim. So it says, what you can say is that Gag Beis HaParva, HaYishav LeKark Azara, the roof of the Beis HaParva actually was ground level to the Azara. That's how the Gemara answers within Pesachim that Peivav Menalz. The part of the Gemara asks within Mahalishkas HaBenoiz B'Kodesh B'Such HaZachayil, the chambers that are built even in the whole area, but if it opens up to the mundane area, Teichachel, the mundane area, the inner area has actually halacha of chel, the Gag is saying Kodesh, and the roof has halachic status of Kodesh. The Gemara asks, what are you talking about? I thought the roofs were not sanctified. What does the Gemara answer? B'shagag Gesein, Shaman, Lekarka, Azar, we're talking about where the roofs are equal to ground level of the Azar. And that's the same thing you have to say over here regarding Gag B'Zapar. So it does not have the halacha as a Gag and Eli, it has halacha like the Karka Azar. Now, but Tamil, but says Tais is a wonder to me. If you tell me the roof of the Beis HaParva was equal to ground level of the Azara, so then why do you need a spiral staircase to get up to the top of the roof if it's on ground level? The Gemara says in the first part of it, says, when it talks about the areas of these chambers, one near the other, it says, there was a spiral staircase to get up to the top of the roof of the Beis HaParva. What do you mean? You don't have to climb up, it's on ground level. So it says, what you could say is, the Gag Beis HaParva, you're right, Avagav the Shabbat Karka Zara, although it was equal to the ground level of Azara, but Lahoy Le Pesach La Azara, Mishum Tznis, there was no entryway, although it's on ground level, straight from the into the Azara because of modesty. Lafisha Kayan Galo Telashim, because that's where the Kayan Galo immersed himself. Elohoy Nechnosin Loy Derech Lishkas Amadichin. Rather, the way you would come in would be through the chamber of the Medichin Shaisitachas Gag, which was actually underground. Mishum Masiba Oil Gag Bezaparav. From there, you would go underground, take a spiral staircase up to the ground level of the Gag Bezaparav. Now, more of a taste, it says, what you have to say is the Lishkas HaMadichin Teicha Kodesh. You have to say that this Lishkas HaMadichin, which was nearby, the inner area of that had to be holy. Because Ilan Temahach, if you don't say that, HaBligag Beis HaParva, then it comes out that the roof of the Beis HaParva is Kama Lishkas HaBenoiz B'Kodesh, even if it was built B'Kodesh, but it's like open up to mundane area, Damal El Teicha Chal, where the Gemara had said that, and we recorded before, that makes that inner area what opens into that Chal. And the way you got to the Gag Beis HaParva was through the Lishkas HaMadichin. So Elakarach, Lishkas HaMadichin, rather, obviously we have to say that the chamber of the Madichin is Shagag Beis HaParva B'Suchel, that's where the roof of the Beis HaParva opens up it. You have to say Teichah Kodesh, that in the area was also Kodesh. Now, but I've got a tradition that takes bottom by that. Now, although we explained the Lishkas HaMadichin Mechili, we said that the chamber of the Madichin was a tunnel, and that's why you needed a spiral staircase to climb up it to get to the Gag Beis HaParva, which was but ground level. And the problem is, when Rabbi Yechon Pegat says in the faith of Men of Mechilas Loin Niskachu, that tunnels are not sanctified. And that's just Taisha, Kibna Hasim, Lahad Rabbi Yechon, but that's not a problem, because we already explained over there that that Allah Rabbi Yechon is the Psuchas Harabais. We're talking about tunnels that open up at the Harabais. A Psuchas Azara, but that went over some Dazara, like it is over here, on Niskachu, they were sanctified. Now, more of a says Taisha, Vain Lakshu, don't ask, Kipar Hasim, when the Gemara asks over the Amalash Shachas Bechulu, when asked for the chambers, etc. But Kimnon, which we recorded before, with Kimnon, the Gemara says, oh, we're talking about Meshagag Yisrael, Shavon, the Karka Azara, we're talking about when are the roofs sanctified? Only when they equal the ground level of the Azara. That was one question. From the part of Masefer, and then the Gemara asks from the Sefer, which the Mishnah teaches the other way around. If it's built Bechel and opens up to Kaidish, oh, then actually Techa Kaidish, and then the Gagis are going to be Chal. The problem is, if you think to say that the Gagalishka is talking about where it's equal to the ground level of the Azara, and we can't have the Mechilos, so that makes it tunnels. Rabbi Yechon, he says, Mechilas on his couch, that tunnels were not sanctified. So, therefore, the Gemara is asking, so it's difficult on Rabbi Yechon, because you see the Lashachas of Mechilas, and still they're sanctified. So what bothers Taisus is, why is the Gemara asking Rabbi Yechon from the Mitzvah of Lashachas, is where it's from there, you see the Lashachas from Mechilas, and Rabbi Yechon holds Mechilas, were not sanctified. So Taisus, my little must need the Pirkin. Why doesn't the Gemara ask from our mission over here in this parak? Which you learned that the Gag Beis HaParva was by Kodesh, and it was equal to ground level. So obviously the Beis HaParva itself was a tunnel. So that's difficult to be able to say the Mechilas went on the Skachu. And so too, Masin the Midas, the Mishnah said this Midas, which the Gemara brought previously in the New Testament of, which you learned over there, that the Beis HaTfilah of the Kohen Gadol was on top of the Lashachas, and that obviously the Lashachas were tunnels, Kidei Parashti, like I explained. So Lashachas are Mechilas, and you see they're sanctified. So that seems to contradict Rabbi Yechonon. So why didn't the Gemara ask from our Masech over here? So he says, no, the Hashem, what you can say is that my nafkamina, what's the difference? Hahi, you're right, you could have asked from over here, but he delashachis, nami masneen, he prepared him the Meister Shani. So it's another Mishnah. And Tesis of Adra, but to the contrary, nichal el mifach minah, tfei masneen dahacha de minis. You're right, we could have asked from here in the Mishnah Mesetis Minis, but we're better off from asking from over there. The Fishahishan Nubi Sayyidis Ram, because first of all, that Mishnah is saying Sayyidis Ram, which we couldn't say the Maid, we said the Kachem, which before, our Mesetis, which is Sayyidis Maid, and that of Midas, which would say the Kachim. But Oid Morbus says Taitim Shem the Parch, the Kushim. Anyways, we get to ask two questions from that Mishnah. Marisha with Misefa. From the Risha, like we mentioned, they ask on Rav regarding the Gagui saying that they're Kaidish. And then Misefa on Rabbi Yechanan regarding the Mechilas part. So, therefore, yeah, we could have asked from here and Midas, but we're better off asking from, as the Gemara did ask, from the Mishnah Masechta Mezashen. Ksenik says, Master, begin with the Gemara, Ein Eitim. The spring was Gavai Mekar Kazor Chav Gimel Amas. Was higher than the ground of the Azor by 23 Amas. So it says, Timely, it's a wonder to me. Umanol in the base of Tvi Elohi Zigavai Shalosh Amas. How do you know? You said it has to be 23 Amas high because the Sha'arm were 20. The Mikveh has to be 3 Amas high because that's how high a person is. So, and the spring can't go higher than it itself is. So it must be 23 Amas high. So it says, how do you know that the base of Tvila, that the Mikveh on top of the Sha'ar, Hoi Zigavai Shalosh Amas was 3 Amas high? Maybe it was only Amah high. And the length was 3 Amas. Maybe he would lay down when he would go to the mikvah. So you get to the dimensions of 3 by 1, but not by standing, but not vertically, but horizontally. Or you could say, maybe it was only 2 Amas high. He would sit and immerse, so it would be somewhere in the middle. So it says, no, but somebody can say is mistama, we can presume, love. Whatever we could be lenient on the Kohen Gadol, because of the weakness of the Kohen Gadol, he's doing the whole avodah, he's fasting, etc. So they would do. And obviously he would table standing up, because Nokal Yisulasis is obviously the easiest way, and that's how we knew that it must be 3 Amasai. The next says, Master, begin with the Gemara, that so how big is this mikvah, which is on top of the Sha'ar? Amalama Barum Shalash Amas. Must be an Amas squared, because that's how the person that mentioned is front and back. And Barum Shalosh Amas with a height of 3 Amas high, because that's a taller person is. So it places, ain't limit, don't say. Like it sounds like from the Salacha that a person from head to toe is only 3 Amas high. If that's the case, then they can be hezagriya regarding the Salacha of damaging by looking at someone else's property. The Baya Abba Amas that you need to have a height of 4 Amas, of a Mechitza, Perikam Dabab Basra, on the Bezim of Bez. Lomali Kula High, why do you need to be so tall if a person's not 4 Amas high, he's only 3 Amas high, and that could block his vision? Eliyashim rather says this, what you could say is, the Atke is safe of Hushalosh Amas. The truth is that a person up until his shoulders is 3 Amas. Now, Vavabisha ain't Tabari Varisha Maxik Amas, so what it means, where do you get 4 Amas from? Although his neck and his head don't take up a full Amma, but keeping that fixed, Mishalosh Amas, once you already have to be more than 3 Amas, because only up until his shoulders 3 Amas, so Ukma Arab Amas, you go to the next Amma, which is 4 Amas. Void more of us as Taisus. The Efshla Karka, Shetalakin, Ben Malakin, Ben Hitna. You can't have ground and be totally smoothed out with like a plane with a ruler. Exactly. At times it could be that you could have a clump of earth less than 3 Tavachim near the wall. And therefore that's going to add to the height where the person could be looking in. And also, some of the person could be stepping on his tippy toes and they could see over the wall. So that's why it makes sense that although he's not a full 4 Amas high, but once it's more than 3 Amas, we're going to make it till being Dalet Amas. So too, we got so too, regarding the catacombs. There's the Gemara, the Ambab Vasan of Kufim Beis says, the Orka Abba Amas, that you have to make the length Dalet Amas. Hainu, that's being Roshay, because that's including his head. Ubein Dapi Orange, that's also including the boards of the ends of the coffin on the front and in the back. And Void, so Chibirab, also has to be spaced, but you're right, a person's more than 3 Amas, but less than 4 Amas. Now, so then the question is, then why over here now, Sugi, do we say that the mikvah could be just 3 Amas high? I thought he's taller than that. Says, that's because if the depth of the water is 3 Amas, when the person enters into them, then the water floats on top of his head and it goes above. That's how it works. When you go in, the water flows up. And also, also he could bend his head a little bit until his whole body is covered with water, and therefore sufficient with 3 Amas. Now, Mashiach B'Targum Shal Megillas Esther, this that it has in the Aramaic translation of Megillas Esther. Parshan Dosa Itzal Vatzliba Tetlias Amin, when it talks about the 10 sons of Haman hanging, it says Parshan Dosa was hanging on a height of 3 Amas. And Dalfa and another son, it's all about Sleepit Alas Amin Huli, he's also hanging in a height of 3 Amas. I thought a person is more than 3 Amas. If so much you can say is Kulam Kitui Rosh, they actually were all beheaded, which again up until the shoulder, it is 3 Amas. Shaner Govatkarnitl, because they were first executed and they were beheaded and then they were hung. So it sounds like when the Gemara Shabbat of Sadiq Bizim and Aleph, the Adam of Gufa Shalom Gil Amas, this is where we say the person's body is 3 Amas, the Lav Hainu, Imarish, like we're saying along over here, that's without the head. Because the Kamahas and the Gemara says the Hamitzi Masal Mal Masar Chayim, that if someone carries out a load above 10 Tvachim, although generally considered as a Rishos Rabban, he's going to be Chayim. Why? Shekin Masav Nekas, because we learned that all the Malachas, as the Levim did in the Midbar, and the loads of the sons of Kas were above 10 Tvachim. How do we know that? Because the Amma, the Master says, Aron Tezer Kaparis Tavach, the Aron was higher of 10 Tvachim. With the Kaparis, which was the covering, was another Tavach, which is 10 Tvachim. Now, Begimi, we have tradition, Chol Tuna, the Midli B'Maitis, any load which is carried with poles, Tilsim El El, betray Tilsim El Tata, a third of it is above the pole, and two thirds is beneath. Now, Mahashti, Yamit Bishlema, now if you're going to say, says Taisid, Ad HaKosev, who Sholosh Amis, that up until the shoulders, 3 Amis, not the whole body, only until the shoulders. That's 18 tvachim. Then you can prove that Levim would carry loads above 10 tvachim. Because they carried on their shoulders. And we have two-thirds of the aron, which is beneath their shoulders. Comes out that from the ark, and beneath the shoulder, was 2 tvachim and two-thirds. Nimsa comes out that kati ha'yigvim nekarka because it's yudal or it's yudal of tvachim mishlish, so that yeah you have a height from the ground of 11 tvachim and a third, so you could show that they're carrying it above 10 tvachim. Aval ihave im as a katan mebeis harishut ches tvachim, but if it's only 18 tvachim, which is three amas times six because every amas is 6 tvachim, so it's going to be even with the head only 18 tvachim v'haloy hatzabahu yisem tevach mishlish. Now the neck is more than a tefach and a third. So if so, so you have to have that the height of the shoulder is going to be less than 16 tefachim and two-thirds. It comes out the arm is beneath 10 tefachim. And so you don't have a right that they carried above 10 tefachim. It's within 10 tefachim. Obviously, like we said, because the 3 amis is up until the shoulders. And the arm was above the ground, 11 tefachim. A place of a person's area is 4 amas. Or Farish, the Gemara explains, because the Gufi Gimel Amas is body is 3 amas, but Amma and another Amma, they sheetled David Sakhs Meshesabu, Bahulu, that and another Amma so that he can move and take an object from beneath his feet so he has room to move. So it says, that's also Gufi Gimel Amas Lemas. His body is a complete 3 amas. But Amma Hoydef is what's the extra Amma? That's Bishmul Rasha, which is beyond the 3 amas. And but that doesn't take him up. It's not a full amma, rather because Yeshiv should get the b'mal merchant, and also that he could also stretch out his hands above his head, which in totality that comes out to talav amas. Then it says, but maybe you're going to say that person when his body goes into the water, the reason why it's good enough, even though it's only 3 amas, even though he's more than 3 amas, is because it goes above his head. It has to be that Einatim was even higher than 23 amas. Shimlo Haye Lechav Gimel, because it was only 23 amas. And that means the water would be flowing out over that, because it's, like you said, it's flowing over his head. Since Tais Halakat, that's not difficult. Because Davadi Einatim Lohav Lechav Gimel. No, it was only 23 amas. But the carving out of the place of the Tvila, that was Hayyagibo Yasim Gimel. That was more than 3 amas, so that it shouldn't overflow. Although that the water flows above when it goes inside it, it wouldn't go out again because the walls were holding it back. But the waters of Einatim would only go up to 23 amas. Or Yinami, or another approach is, even if it would go out, because it would overflow, the waters would right away flow in from Einatim, so it wasn't a problem that was flowing over. Now, the Inlach says, don't ask to give an Amma B'chol Duchta, since we say every place, the Mokum, Adam, Avarech, Bam, that the width, now we're just talking about the height of it. Now, regarding, we always say that the width of a person is an Amma. So, Hecha Tava B'kli, She'ineela Amma Alama, you're saying that it's a height of a mikvah has to be a height of 3 Ammas and the width of an Amma squared. But Hakri Taival, if he's in the Amma, in the width of an Amma, the Amma's of Amma Hecha Yasa, like you might ask many places in Shas, an Amma doesn't fit in the room of an Amma, it has to have a little bit wiggle room. So essentially, what you can say is, this is where you say that the width of a person is the width of an amma. That's when he's wearing his clothing. But he's not really an amma, he's less than that. And Taylor, you should know this, because by the catacombs, when the person is buried dead, Amrina and Rachvei love Tvachim, we say that the width is 6 Tvachim, which is an amma. And in that 6 Tvachim, which is the amma, you're putting in Ha'aron V'Ames Ba'aron. You're putting in the ark and the dead person in the coffin. So obviously, that a person is less than that, and that's how he's able to fit into a width of a mikvah that is itself an amah.